This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last study, we began a biographical study of Balaam, referred to in Numbers 22 through 24. We collected information about him, correlated it into an outline, and developed the first point, the prophecies. His prophetical oracles were amazingly precise and accurate. Now let's look at the second point, the prophet. He practiced divination, but understood there was a God who had a plan for Israel. Balaam, however, wanted Balak's promised reward, so he tried to persuade God to curse Israel. God knew his heart, and wanting to expose it, had a donkey Balaam was riding rebuke him. God also had an angel tell Balaam he was pursuing a reckless path. Though Balaam confessed his sin, he kept meeting with Balak. Later, still wanting the reward, he counseled Balak to have some of his women entice Israelite men to engage in illicit relationships and participate in their idolatries. He knew that if Israel compromised in this way, their sin would bring God's curse upon them. He thought, I might get their reward if I encourage what will lead to a curse. 2 Peter 2, 15-16 declares Balaam was motivated by one passion. He loved the wages of wickedness. Jude 11 says false prophets rush for profit into Balaam's error. A third point in his tragic legacy is identified in Revelation 2:14. Balaam's teaching enticed Israel to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and committing sexual immorality. The way of Balaam is a byword for exposing and identifying false prophets. This, unfortunately, was his tragic legacy.